Area 54 in 192.44 High Fidelity Sonic Electronics Area Monitor.
listening to the hip sounds, the now sounds, of Area 54.
I'm not afraid to die. Well, we promised we'd do it, and we did. M83, the song's called Reunion. We played the original, had the Milo mix earlier in the show, but we had to just throw in the original.
Didn't get enough of it, Tim.
Both versions are really good.
We get enough requests to play that song, so now we got all the requests out of the way.
Yeah, well, you know, now this song's going to go to number one, you know, just like, you know, our Gotye song that we played.
I don't see this song being number one in the top 40.
No, I don't either. I hope not. They would ruin it for me. Album you can find that on is called Hurry Up, We're Dreaming. Policia, before that, did a song called Wandering Stars off the album Give You the Ghost. Those dudes are from Minneapolis, those two. I shouldn't say dudes, because there's a guy and a gal. Chromatics, before that, did a song called I Want Your Love off of Night Drive. And Grimes, songs called Oblivions off her album Visions. Start off the whole set with Crystal Fighters. It's kind of the Basque instrument playing band. This song called Follow. You know, I don't really recognize a lot of the instruments as sounding too unusual, but I guess it's a very unusual thing to see these guys on stage. Star of Love is the name of the album that we got that off of.
Well, they're coming to the Wonder Ballroom, so you can check them out.
Might be worth checking
it
out.
Yeah, see what those Basque instruments are. They're probably guitars.
It's probably Fender Strats, and, you know.
They're Basque copies of a Fender Strat.
Maybe.
Oh, you know, should I do a little research here, Tim? Maybe you can Google that. What are Basque instruments? I'm sure they have their own string instruments. You can hear instruments in their songs, but
you can.
You know, they still have like the indie rock elements in their song, though. And this song, elements of this song were used for a Puma commercial, kind of doing a parkour. It was kind of a parkour commercial. I haven't seen it in a while, but it was a perfect song for that, for the commercial.
They pulled it off as soon as the guy fell off the bridge.
Well, you just saw the shoes. You never saw it. Yeah. Yeah, they edited the bridge.
I wish I would have seen that.
Yeah.
No, he lived. He was in okay shape, right? He was okay.
Are you making this up, or did you read this somewhere?
No.
What?
You didn't hear about the parkour guy?
For the Puma commercial?
Not after the Puma commercial, no. Oh. Sorry. I just connected the dots. That's all.
Sometimes I just don't know where you're going. I just I just cannot get on that same wavelength.
Yeah, yeah. So, you evidently haven't been paying attention to local Portland news.
I don't read what's on the internet.
Yeah, it might not be true.
If it's on the internet, you know.
There's a guy. I can't remember which bridge it was.
One of them
bridges was practicing some parkour and fell in right into the Willamette.
What did he run off? Run off the
you
railing.
Hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that. Did he survive?
Yeah.
It's not that big a drop. Well, if you fall off the
405, wouldn't be very fun.
Listen, hell is a bridge. I don't think you'd make that one.
No, probably not. No. I don't think it was that one. Anyway, sorry I didn't hear about that. Sorry, that blindsided you there, Mike.
Would be a good bridge to do parkour on, though.
It would be.
Yeah. All right. So if you see anybody running out there tonight, it's Tim practicing his parkour around town.
Yeah, it won't be me.
Right.
I'm afraid of heights.
I don't think you could do parkour because I don't think you run.
I don't.
We've talked about this before.
Exactly.
I have never seen Tim run, ever.
I don't run.
Ever.
Don't do the running.
Somebody should chase you. Some guy should come beat you up and chase you. I probably could run pretty fast. Stand your ground, right?
I'd probably stand my ground.
We don't have that law in Oregon, so there's not much you can do then.
That's true.
Yeah, you just get beat up. You're going to have to run.
I have to move to Florida.
I think it's a good thing to run.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good for you.
My knees don't like it.
You've never ran in your life, so how can your knees not like it?
I'm just guessing.
All right.
You know, by the way I talk, you'd think I was 300 pounds, too.
Yeah, what are you, a buck and a half, if that?
If that, yeah.
There's no weight in your knees.
No.
All right, well, we can keep going here, but we probably should. I think my knees are way more messed up than yours.
I think they are.
Should we get out of here?
Let's go practice some parkour.
We're boring our listeners. You guys, we'll see you later.
Good night, everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening.